It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Laura Schmidt.
So we're starting to see some movement in the field, but soil moisture conditions across much of the province have delayed seeding. Since we might be heading into a bit of a seeding crunch as a result, still do try to prioritize putting in peas early. So you aim to seed peas when the average soil temperature at depth is at least 5 degrees. Delaying pea seeding into late May will mean that the crop will flower in the heat of July, which can cause flower blasting, since peas are quite sensitive to hot temperatures during flowering. So as a result, try to get peas in early if possible to maximize your yield. A good rule of thumb is to seed peas into at least half an inch of moisture. So pea seed depths may range anywhere from 1.5 to 3 inches deep, and ensuring that they have that moisture to work with will help with emergence. Inoculate with rhizobium leguminosarum bacteria and check that the soil test nitrogen levels are low enough to accommodate nodulation. So that's typically below 50 pounds of nitrogen per acre residual. Single inoculation is recommended even on fields with a history of peas to ensure that that rhizobia that's there is effective at fixing nitrogen. If that field is seeing peas for the first time, double inoculate using a peat or liquid on seed and a granular in furrow to ensure that there will be that bacteria there for your crop's nodulation. If you're looking at using a seed treatment this year with your peas to combat root rot in this cool, wet soil, do check with your inoculant manufacturer to ensure that you've got compatibility between your inoculant and the seed treatment product. Seed peas on narrow rows between 6 to 12 inches, pea tendrils knit together, and seeding on those narrow rows will help with standability. For plant populations in the field, target 7 to 8 live plants per square foot, which is about equivalent to 320 to 360,000 live plants per acre. So with most varieties, this means that you're going to need to seed at greater rates than 3 bushels per acre. And that's because there's a wide variation in seed size among pea varieties and seed lots. So it's best to calculate your individual seeding rate using the 1,000 seed weight of your variety, along with your expected emergence rate based on your germination and on your own on-farm experience. So for peas where 1,000 seed weights range anywhere from 200 to 300 grams, per 1,000 seeds, this can mean a seeding rate range of over 3 to 6 bushels per acre or 170 to 350 pounds per acre. And then when thinking about rolling, just note that peas may be rolled post-emergence at the second to third true node stage. So that's when there are two or three nodes above the two scale nodes at the base of the plant. And that's just a really quick synopsis of some of the top tips for seeding peas.
And Laura, tell us about some of the new MPSG resources that are available.
Definitely. So along with grow staging guides and production guidelines, MPSG has developed insect and disease scouting calendars for peas, fungicide decision worksheets, and a desiccation and harvest guide just to help farmers and agronomists manage their pea crops. There are also some new resources out there for organic pea growers. So you can check out these resources and more at manitobapulse.ca under the production tab. And then also available in this week's Bean Report at manitobapulse.ca are pre-plant and pre-emergent herbicide product options for soybean and pulse crops, and more timely seeding and field preparation tips to think about as we're waiting for things to dry up here.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Schmidt is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.